Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We are so excited. You know, Shri, I love that. Here we are. Can you guys believe this is the last week of May? I don't know about you, but that's got my mind blown.
It is. I just seem so silly to say that time flies because...
Yes, it does.
because time seems to be so irrelevant. And periodically we look at the clock or the calendar and go, oh, that's interesting.
Well, you know, I think it's fascinating that this week, this very week, guys, this weekend, this coming weekend, we hit the middle of this year. How quickly are we moving into? And that's why this is a big show. Today is the day. We're going to talk about claiming the bigger picture for your life, how to do that fearlessly. And we're going to give you solid steps. You might want to have a pen. You might want to have a pencil. You might just want to listen to this show a lot. But there is so much to share at such a really peak-filled, intense time. You know, this is... You can feel the momentum. You can feel the energy, and it has a very profound effect on everything and everyone.
Absolutely, and it's important to recognize that everything that is going on is there for you and for all of us. That is to say that we are all being lifted, we're all being affected, and we are in this together.
We are in this together. And, you know, let's face it, the 3D, especially, you know, this month, this has been, May has been everything that we had been basically shared, you know, that the Ascended Realms had shared with us it would be. And how are you doing? How are you doing? Now, guys, just want to share before we go any further in today's show. If you want to jump in and call in for a mini soul reading, ask us a question, have anything to share, write down this number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And hey, remember, if you call in and the lines are all busy, hold on to that number, because as soon as we say hello and goodbye to someone, that would be your chance to call in and get into the queue. And guys, we do try to take as many of you as we can every week. So hold on to this number, please.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we want to invite you to do right now is take a breath and just kind of detach from this moment and have a look at how has May been for you. Because we're well into the month of May. We're coming into the fourth week of May right now. And it's kind of interesting to me that there are puzzle pieces that have come together, and I almost didn't fully appreciate everything that's happening. You know, I was sitting here today going, wow, there's been a lot going on in our lives.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And sometimes we're so busy with what's in front of us, we don't fully notice that which has already happened or come together.
Well, and this is what May was all about. Remember, guys, May has been that month about putting together all those puzzle pieces and really paying attention to how they all fit together. And it's also been about, I'm going to use the word radically honest transparency. I mean, radical honesty, really inviting in clarity through getting rid of that ego piece that says, no, I got to blame somebody else, or no, it's a poor me. It's about really stepping up in your mastery, claiming it, and then bringing it into focus.
Well, I want to pause on that one for a moment.
Okay.
Because here's the number one thing that happens to most people. It's a river in Egypt.
And I know where you're going.
And so whenever we talk about reflecting on ourselves and et cetera, what is triggered is the habitual denial.
Right.
That's
the river in Egypt. You get it, guys? Ha ha. Denial.
And what happens is we have a habitual way of looking at ourselves. And oftentimes that habitual way of looking at ourselves or others for that matter has some elements that are not addressed.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where the word transparency and honesty come to bear. What would happen if you really practice detaching yourself from having an opinion and simply look at what's present? What's present in my life? What's present in my thoughts? What's present in my emotions? Just notice. Because in the noticing and adopting that very Zen-like attitude, more will be revealed than you might have otherwise noticed because of the habit of orienting through a personality.
Well, and that's why today we are claiming the bigger picture, and we're doing
it
fearlessly. Because let's just do a moment of review, right? We are living, all of us, every being on this, in this divine experimental co-creative theater that we call 3D, we are all right now exposed to multidimensional realms. We all have these multidimensional realms that are in front of us, and we're navigating, whether we like it or not, whether you believe in it or not, it's there. And there's actually, Sheree and I were kind of giggling the other day that you're starting to get a lot of people from a science-based starting to talk about the way that our planet is moving through the universe and the way that things are happening, why these time slips are happening. Now, I don't know about you guys, but May for me, Sheree, I was just sharing this with you the other day. May for me has been like the ultimate deja vu.
Well, it's like you change your middle name.
Well,
it's Kira Deja Vu.
Oh my gosh, is it ever? And guys, I don't, between the time slips, the time warps, and I am not kidding. I have been sending emails out to my assistant going, I am sure I already sent you this. And she's like, Kira, I'm telling you, you never sent me this before. And I looked at my husband at one point and went, is this dementia or what is this? And the reality is that this is the ability, and maybe that's not the best choice of word for it, but what it is, guys, is an awareness of multidimensional presence where you become so aware of the multidimensional expression that there's a oneness moment and time no longer has any relevance. And how that's been working through my human aspects that are here and navigating this realm is that because I see things in this kind of unified stream, I'm starting to have to really get conscious and pull myself into, has this happened in the third dimension? Yeah. So it's been a fascinating month of adaptation. And that's certainly been a big puzzle piece for me personally, is learning how to adapt to this oneness expression of multidimensional space into a body of form that is still dancing and tipping into this realm.
Each of us has our journey, and your history, your psychology, your karma, your spiritual yearning, all of these things collaborate to co-create an experience or a priority for you. And so it's important to honor that everything that's occurring is there for your highest good. Some of the things occurring are pleasant. Some of them aren't so pleasant. And that's part of the non-attachment that's necessary in order to fully cultivate your mastery. And what I mean by that is, as we are able to breathe, detach a little bit, and just simply look and notice, we are able to gather the experiences and the presentations in our life and use those not only to cultivate wisdom and discernment, but use those to help us make good decisions.
Yes.
Because we're in a co-creative universe, and what people sometimes fail to realize is a lot of the decisions have already been made, and you're living with the outcome of previous decisions right now.
Now, this is why in May, radical transparency is so valuable, because it is time. So let's just kind of begin at the beginning, guys.
There's a spot.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about claiming the bigger picture of your life. And the way you do that is it needs to come from a fearless space.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the word fearless with a hyphen, right? Fearless. Less fear, exactly. Less fear also means what? It means more trust. It means more flow, because when fear comes forward, it is literally like putting a dam on the river. You know, fear is the dam, guys. And if you pull the fear away, the water begins to flow.
And it's really a principle there. Fear blocks flow. Fear interrupts.
Period.
It interrupts grace. It interrupts your creativity. So enough said on that. The key to, one of the keys anyway, that I like to remember and remind you is that everything proceeds through flow.
Right,
so as long
right.
as we're moving in a good direction, things get better and better. So the key is to be able to understand that you are evolving, you're progressing, you are growing, and not to judge yourself when there's a few things that happen that aren't the ideal, so to speak. Because they're there to cultivate your discernment and your willingness to take an even more committed action.
And remember that May was also about putting together those puzzle pieces and really relaxing into the authenticity of who you are, so that this week, if you haven't already, there's this ultimate, beautiful aha. This is why I took birth. This is why I'm on the planet. And how that comes forward for you is unique. It's in your unique way. So the first thing that Sri and I want to share with both of all of you is no judgment, okay? I just can't say that big enough. If the words were Sarah sharing and you say, well, gosh, I'm not sure, whatever, let go of the judgment and take this week to step into, to claim your bigger picture. And there are simple steps, and we're going to be giving you these steps. We also strongly encourage you, if you did not do the practice that we gave you, that Merkabah, the face practice, go back and listen to last week's show and take advantage of that.
The Merkabah of the face is truly a blessing that will help stabilize you into interdimensional space.
Absolutely, in every way, in every way.
And one of the things I first noticed when I began doing that practice is it felt weird or different or dizzy. You know, it's like, wait a minute, this is floaty, this is spacey.
Uh-huh. And some of us like that.
Well, yeah. And after doing a little more, I realized, who's the one that's judging this as spacey, floaty?
Exactly.
And that's where the moment of liberation comes.
Love it.
Is, are you in the habit of having things to be so dense and so predictable and so boring? Because sometimes our brain just puts into place expectations, and we don't realize we have it going on until we step out of it.
Well, that's really true. And that's what May is about, guys. Get ready to step from May into June right now, this week. And the way to do that is to claim the bigger picture. So let's, you know, we've been kind of threatening you with all these steps we're going to give you. So let's kind of start that. Sri's like threatening. Oh my gosh, Kira. So let's talk about that. The number one thing is to, and for those of you that have been doing this already, look at procrastination. Procrastination is an energy that is often born out of remnant control issues and fear issues. Have you been procrastinating? Have you been giving yourself the time you deserve to really pay attention? Have you been looking at these things? Have you been bringing them together? And if not, it's time to look at why.
Because procrastination is a way of pushing away your joy. It's a way of pushing away responsibility.
Yep.
It's a way of pushing away a seeming risk. So procrastination is insidious. It's that part of you that says, I just don't quite have time for that right now.
Or you make up reasons. And
exactly.
You know, procrastination is a powerful energy because it's an energy of the third dimension. Procrastination means there's lack, right? The energy of lack. Procrastination is actually a poverty consciousness energy. And poverty consciousness and procrastination are twins. They really are, you know?
Absolutely.
So you have to get really radically honest with yourself. Is there procrastination involved in the lessons that I have been calling forward for myself in May? Have I been looking at my puzzle pieces? Have I been taking action? And we have a whole second half of the show talking about action steps. And that's why we mentioned at the beginning of the show, you might even want a pen. But we have to start with procrastination, guys, because the one thing, you know, Sri and I, and you guys are so amazing, but over the past 15, 16, in our 16th year, we have truly lived everything that we talk about on the show. This is not esoteric information that doesn't have any basis in quote unquote practical application. We are the living practical application of everything we share. And we honestly, if we aren't living it, doing it ourselves, then deeply, why would we ever even have the gall to try to share it with somebody else?
There's nothing to prove here. There's only wisdom to share. And one of the things that's important to understand for each and every one of us is that as we are in an evolving awakening, we call to ourselves people, places, and circumstances to help our awakening.
Now, I got to jump in here. You know, recently, I'm very, very blessed. We're getting ready to have this amazing Between the Dimensions event coming right up.
It's going
to
be
coming right up July 1 right here at Tosa Blue Mountain in Ecuador. And we have these beautiful beings that are coming. And I was talking with one of them lately, and you know what? I just forgot what I was going to mention. It was really important. There it is, guys. No, Sri. Sri's pointing to my notes and it totally distracted me. Okay. So, oh, I know what it was. Do I? Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Okay, there we go.
Time warp. Do-do-do-do-do-do. No, it was about the procrastination thing.
Yeah.
And it was about this one of my beautiful, beautiful beings who I'm working with right now that's coming in July and talking to them about the fact that they have had months to prepare. But they keep finding a reason to stop. They keep finding a reason not to do. They keep finding a reason. And there's plenty of excuses. Procrastination means that there is an aspect of you that is afraid and feels like it must control the experience. And so if procrastination is in your life, here's the next thing that will help you know that procrastination is kind of trying to be a ruler in your life. And it's a little word called blame.
You know, if you don't recognize the procrastination, you might recognize that that your finger's pointing at somebody or something.
Yeah. And it's usually not yourself.
No.
And when we look at ourselves, and this is a really valuable discernment, right? When we look at ourselves, it's about looking at ourselves with the wide open eyes of the master that can go, wow, I see it, versus looking at ourselves with shame, blame, guilt, and doubt.
You know, shame, blame, guilt, and doubt, and all other kinds of emotional.
All those other.
We get to practice on those things at some point in our lives.
Exactly.
At some point, you touch into that stuff.
Right, right.
And I'm not here to discount the intensity of it or the journey of it. I am here to say that it's meant to be evolved through.
Right. Absolutely.
And how much is enough?
Well, and if you are not where you want to be, are you looking in the mirror with love? Are you looking at your divine presence with so much love and so much joy and so much peace that says, yes, I see the layers inside of me that are clearing. Yes, I choose to look at myself fearlessly. Yes, I choose to claim the biggest, most beautiful, flourishing picture in my life. Or are you blaming others? Are you blaming situations? Are you blaming circumstances? That one shift will change everything. And maybe, just maybe, as we are here in the last week of May, maybe that's one of your final puzzle pieces to put you right in big focus in the center of the picture.
I remember when I was very young, someone gave me one of those crayon kits, you know, the big giant one.
Big one with the sharpener.
And it had
that
like,
was the cool
it
one.
It had
man.
Like 200 crayons.
Oh,
in
no,
it.
Your big old flip top box of Crayolas. That was
scared
something.
Scared the heck out of me.
Oh, not me. I loved it.
When I first was given that toolkit of infinite possibilities,
I want the primary colors.
Just give me my little packet of six crayons.
Give me my red, yellow, you know? Green, black.
And the reason I share this amusing perception is that oftentimes life is like that.
Yes.
Is that we move into a sense of whelm and don't move forward because, oh my goodness, there's too many choices. Or what if I make a mistake? Or I don't know which one to choose.
Yep.
And all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now yes. Get over it and take an action because action means being willing to trust that every step is a good step.
Yes.
Every step is motion. And spirit loves motion because that's the nature of the universe.
Agreed. And the reality is, do you complain when you get it? You know, I was talking with someone the other day that was complaining they were too busy. And yet they were complaining they didn't have enough money. So if they're complaining as a healer that they're too busy, but at the same time they're complaining they don't have enough money, then obviously the busyness is in a habit that is not productively supporting the bigger picture.
Yes. And so we all have our days of reckoning. We have our moments of clarity. And it's sometimes we just need to choose to be clear.
Oh, I love that. I love because it can be that simple.
It can
but
be.
But yet that's hard.
It can be taking a moment, whether you pour a cup of tea or drive up to a park or whatever it takes to just say, I'm going to interrupt my flow.
Yep.
I'm going to take a moment, breathe. I'm going to notice what has May given to me. What are my puzzle pieces? What is my bigger vision?
Well, you know, speaking of bigger vision, Sri, I've got to talk about what's coming up at the new year.
Okie doke. Because at the new year is something amazing.
Woo, baby.
And we are integrating things that have never before been combined and some of this material is brand new.
Well, you know, every year, if you guys aren't aware of this, every year we have a gathering on New Year's. And we've been doing New Year's gatherings now, oh my goodness, a little over 10 years. But as far as inviting lots of people, you know, making them larger, this is our fourth annual New Year gathering. It's our second here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And if you are not sure what you're doing yet, why not come on a master's journey with us and be part of Remembering Atlantis? This is happening December 30th through January 2nd. And one of the things that I think is even more exciting, Sri, is that there's this bonus because of what we're doing, because we are introducing the crystalline chamber, because we are going to be doing so many amazing things together. We are doing a bonus free pre-journey video telecall that's going to be happening in early December. Once you get registered, you'll get all that information. So I'm really excited about this group.
Absolutely, because in order to move forward, we must call to ourselves a recognition of what is to be healed or resolved and how to do it.
Absolutely.
And the healer's toolkit, when it comes from an ascended, higher dimensional space, will carry us forward rather than lock us in to an old paradigm.
Well, you know, it's been over 15 years. I mean, it was over 15 years ago that the ancient science of Ave Sa was called forward on this planet once more. And literally, we have witnessed thousands of miracles ever since this energy came back. And let's face it, guys, humanity is at a very critical moment where every being who awakens is assisting another to remember. So as your personal divine galactic blueprint of ascended presence arises, then the collective energy of our planet rises and miracles thrive. And, you know, this is why it's important. Come claim your ancient memories, get them activated, be part of this experience and these vibrational attunements, because 2018, remember, this is the year to stabilize in Shanti Bhakti Ananda. So why not culminate the year stabilizing that as we move into next year, 2019, where all of that stabilizing energy is going to be put to the test. And you might already be going, wait a minute, Kara, 2018 sure looks like it's testing it. Guys, it is. So imagine when the energy of stabilization is no longer part of the flow. This is what, remember we've talked about that 2018 is the year that humanity will look back and go, something magical happened that year. That was the year. They're going to point back to this year for a lot of reasons. That's why you want to be here New Year's Eve if you possibly can. So go to SriAndKara.com, right on the homepage, Remembering Atlantis, get all the information, read the PDF. At the very least, take the quiz. Are you from Atlantis? Learn more about yourself that way. But join us, join us, join us. And you know, I'm saying that because here we are in May. And as a matter of fact, if you register, I think before the solstice in June, there's even early admission, early registration discounts.
The one thing, one thing I've learned is in order to support our conscious evolution, we must have action steps.
Woo!
Otherwise, the inertia of the old way will perpetuate. And
well,
so take action.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are taking action. Today we are birthing, all of us, right? We are claiming the bigger picture. And talk about the bigger picture. Our phone lines have just been jammed. So why don't we welcome some of these beautiful
Absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. It's time to say hello to this community online. And we're Woo-hoo! Going to start at phone line number one.
All right. Let's do that.
And say hi to Leslie from Arizona.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. I am so very overwhelmed, and I had an opportunity in my life to be around a really great being of light, and I know that it's bringing all of my issues to the surface, but I'm at a point where I feel like I can't do it, and I'm stuck. I want to see the bigger picture. This call is so appropriate for me. I'm afraid if I say no and step back, that I don't know, the wrath of God or something will come down on me. Like I did not say no to this opportunity, but I'm so overwhelmed and afraid. And I just kind of wanted support, either that it's okay to step away or push through.
Well, first and foremost, Leslie, I am so grateful you got through, and I'm your line was really choppy, but I heard you. Believe me, Angel, I heard you. Now, couple things. The very first thing is, as you were sharing, there was this beautiful ascended master energy around you, and they're all holding you and saying that the more you judge yourself, the harder this will be. That it is very important for you to claim yourself without judging yourself. There, it is this judgment energy that's creating all the other things, including the fear, including all the other things. And so it's really important for you to meditate, breathe, smile, and accept, I am a master. I am here. I am ready. I am open, guide me. I am a master, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And when you do that, it will absolutely assist you to call in the energies that will release the rest of this, because this is just all a coagulation of illusion. Everything else is around you. And so it is, my love, many blessings.
Namaste. You know, we—
Thank you.
You are welcome.
We are all in a situation of growth, and I want to say that as we move forward together, it's time to breathe, it's time to trust ourselves in new ways, and it's time to move on to the next caller.
Let's move on to the next caller, Sri. Yeah. So let's see, we have so many people waiting.
We're going to line 3, and we'll say hi to Hannah from Florida.
Namaste, Hannah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Namaste, Sri and Kira. Always so great to connect with you. I feel thank you. It's so exciting. I just feel so blessed that this is a few times I've been able to connect with you. So I want to celebrate that and offer my appreciation because I know it's my own little miracle and definitely my own sign. So listening to the show thus far, it honestly makes me laugh because May for me has been a slap in the face, been in the best possible way. I've had so much awareness of the amount of ego that I've had going on and sort of honestly accepting, but also showing myself a lot of compassion for just sort of the psychopath tendency of just the control and the absolute, kind of giving into fear and sort of just, again, the whole procrastination. Like, yeah, I mean, it's calling me out in the best possible way. And I've had a lot of questions and things like that. And even as I'm on hold on the line, I'm thinking, you know, what is it that I'm going to ask? And honestly, I would just like to, any message that comes through, or what is it that I'm not asking that I need to know right now, or just what's coming through, not only for me, but for anybody else, tuning into the show and the energy. Thank you.
Ooh. Well, Hannah, first and foremost, if it's safe to put a hand on your heart, please do. And I want you to close your eyes if you can do that safely as well. And just let your breath relax. Let it be deep. Let it be spacious. Because, yes, it is your own little miracle when you get through to us. And especially today, the one thing that is swirling, spiraling, and getting huge around you right now is an anchoring your stability in multidimensional presence. You are doing it. This is exactly what it feels like. It's the witnessing of, that I love the schizophrenic ego. It's so true. It's the witnessing of the ego. It's the way I describe this, and I've been talking to a lot of people that have been dealing with this, so I love that you brought it into today's show. It's like watching yourself say or do things, knowing, and you're almost appalled as you're watching it happen, but you can't stop. yet you're aware of it. That, my love, is part of that multidimensional experience. So I'm being asked by Saint Germain to share with you what I've been anchoring. So I'm going to share this with you right now. Imagine yourself seated in a beautiful chair. And if you reach right up behind and touch where the neck meets the spine, right at the top there, just kind of touch that spot and release it and feel a warm wave of energy open up a portal. And as you're sitting there, imagine, okay, this is my 3D self experiencing 3D. This is where that ego lives, because the ego is only of the 3D. Now breathe through that open portal and see another version of yourself sitting behind you, connected to that version. That's you in the fifth dimension. That's the witness that sees what happens with the ego, and while may not stop it, witnesses it and is aware of what it is. Now, here's how that's going to get stable. You need to witness yourself going up one more time to be the witness of the witness. And I want you to breathe up and see that. And then after you practice that for a few weeks, try going into a fourth, which is what I've been working with right now. And give yourself the gift of being the witness of the witness of the witness, and start noticing the information that's flowing through. Everything you're doing is on track. You just needed to understand what phase you're anchoring. And this is the perfect week to anchor it. And thank you for bringing it into the show today. I am so grateful.
Thank you. I'm so appreciative. Thank you.
Namaste, my love. Many blessings.
Well, let's all take that breath.
Woo!
And smile, because so much energy is happening, and reminding ourselves that every caller brings a blessing for everyone listening.
Exactly. Absolutely. And speaking of bringing a blessing for everyone listening, I think all of our lines are full again. However, we are getting ready to go on a break. And so all of you that are on the lines, make sure you hang in there. Those of you that have our phone number, you can try and get in the queue. We're going to talk about all of those steps. Make sure you've got your pencil, how to claim your bigger picture fearlessly.
We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Right, everyone. We are so glad you're here.
And we are.
We're in this place of going, oh my goodness, time is rolling.
And so is this time frame. I mean, here we are at the end of May. We're transiting into June, which makes sure you got to be here next week for all those revelations for June. Woo, big energy's coming up.
Absolutely.
But this is the week to own that bigger picture, to claim it in, to do it fearlessly, and to step into the gift of who you truly are.
Absolutely. And, you know, it reminds me of a letter that we received that's kind of on topic for today.
Well, you know, it really is. Now, this letter was way too long for us to read. And remember, guys, that you can always write us at guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Remember, that's guest@shriandkiraradio.com. And this is a listener from Scotland who we've connected with more than once. Beautiful woman, Anne. And you're right. I think Anne's letter is very appropriate for today's show.
Well, her subject line kind of says it all.
Yeah.
Authenticity, trust versus action.
Good subject line, Anne. You got our attention.
And, just by way of kind of helping everyone tune in a little bit, what she was sharing is that she feels her time at her current job is coming to an end. And so she had the ability to take a couple months off work, paid leave, and during that time was doing a lot of personal work.
A lot of personal work. And really talking about now the fear. Now, one of the things I do want to honor that Anne said here is during this time that she took her time off, she took the Transforming Toxicity Home Study Program. Powerful, Anne. Very good choice. She also did the seven polarities. And for those of you that have not done the seven polarities, you really want to go back and look at that one as well. And Ascended Abundance. And she's saying, which produced many aha moments around resistance, denial, and dogmas. So very, very powerful, because she was taking some really good action steps as far as gaining new information.
And so there's a paradox at work here, because sometimes we take a time out in order to take action in a new way.
Yeah.
And I feel that that's what Anne was demonstrating, and what she's really asking for encouragement around is that as you have taken this time out of your old way of being and explored and gained an awareness, the question now for you, dear one, is what is your next step? What actions are you willing to take to line up your life with that authentic vision of who you are?
And you've been taking action, so we're not implying that you haven't. What we're saying is, okay, like for example, one of the things Anne says right here is, I am clear that what I want most is trust, peace, and freedom, and I don't know how. And she talks about how she can visualize a peaceful, simple life. However, what Shri's saying is now visualize that peaceful, simple life as part of your everyday life. How can you call that in? You know, sometimes, and in Anne's case, it's about, do I go back to the same job or not?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's about what we bring to the job that causes the bigger picture to call forward.
Right.
And right now, Anne's very, you know, you're very concerned about money, and it's because money is that final energy. Remember, money's energy, right? And so because that money is the final energy, of course this has to come up. And that's why it's coming up near the end, because you've had a couple months where you didn't have to think about it. However, now that it's there, can you hold everything that you have learned in the face of that and call it into your day-to-day life? So, Anne, we're very grateful that you wrote. And honestly, I think all of today's show is about you and about what you're going through. And you're going to want to definitely listen to all the rest of the things we're talking about.
And so one final little tip I want to offer to everyone is when we're seeking to honor our current circumstance and evolve through it, sometimes we have to take baby steps. Sometimes we have to say, what energy do I want to call into my current circumstance in order to make it more expansive, more authentic for me?
Well, and one of the things Anne mentions is she's been praying for clarity. Yes, prayer is an awesome tool. Meditation is an awesome tool. However, clarity also comes through action steps. So it's like half of a propeller. The sincerity, love, and the presence is where miracles come forward. And part of sincerity, love, and presence are the physical, tangible action steps. You know, I recently, again, a beautiful woman that I know that I adore has been working on a project for a long time, yet procrastinated till the very last minute, and is now lots of stress, not happy with herself, lots of blame, looking for things to happen, because oftentimes we overthink our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Anne, the only other thing I would offer to you is you're overthinking. Get rid of the thinking and start doing. When we put things into motion, when we take action steps, all of that sincerity, love, and presence, all of that prayer finds the energy of manifestation. So this is a very powerful moment.
Absolutely. So we send a blessing and of encouragement and gratitude.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of encouragement and gratitude, Sri, why don't we go to line five?
We're going to go back to the phone lines. On line five, we have Brian from Wisconsin.
Namaste, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, sweetheart.
I've been going through some. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I've been going through some stuff, and I'm just wondering how I'm going to, if I'm ever going to get off these poisons they're making me take, and if I'm ever going to move out of this town where I've been stuck in my whole life, and it's just been overwhelming for me. I don't know what I'm supposed to look forward to.
Well, Brian, I'm going to... Yeah. Well, sweetheart, two things. First thing I want to share with you is that I'm grateful you got through today. I really am, because, you know, I love that we're talking about the bigger vision. One of the gifts that you can give yourself right now is focus on where you'd like to live. Just call it up in your heart. And if you're not sure, then start researching. Go online or look at places. Notice where your heart calls you. And then start calling that into your day-to-day experience. Visualize yourself living there. What would you be doing? Who would you be with? Would you be by yourself at first and just learning how to live there? What would you do for work? What would make you happy? And if you spend as much time focused on that, instead of focusing on the if you will ever leave, what you will find is that the universe will align with you to help that come forward. So I really, with all my heart, want to challenge you to take a minimum of 30 days every day focused on where you want to go. And if you're not sure where that is, then that's the bigger picture piece you want to call to your life today. The other thing, Angel, is sometimes we need pharmaceutical support to get us through some moments. And rather than, again, wonder if you'll ever get off of them, because we all have the ability to wean off, every time you take a pill or a liquid or whatever you're taking, bless it. Say thank you. That way, the elements that are poisonous will transmute out of your body. The elements that you need will do what they need to do. And the universe will receive the energy of gratitude and start weaving the energy of wholeness around you. So I am grateful you got through today, because everything around you looks like a big weaving, and it's beautiful, and it's colors, and it's multi-textural, and it's lots of things. And so stay in the middle. Stay right in the center of this beautiful weaving. See yourself where you want to be. And if you're not sure where that is, call it forward and bless every single thing that you're ingesting into your body, knowing that each day you are one step closer to the step that will take you to the freedom you want to be. Many blessings, Brian. Namaste.
Namaste. I really like that I am resurrection exercise.
Woohoo! We do too. We're glad you're using it.
All right.
Awesome. Many blessings. All right. Well, let's just jump to another. We have another.
We have some
first-time
callers.
Yeah.
Let's head to line one and say hi to Liv.
Hi, Liv. Now, our producer says you're from L.O., and I have no idea where that is. So welcome to the show, beloved one.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and blessings to you. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Woohoo!
Oh, New Orleans.
I kind of had a hint it was New Orleans. Woohoo! Well, welcome to the show, beloved.
Thank you kindly. Thank you. For me, and thank you for everything that everyone shared, resonating with a little aspect of each piece of each person. I find a little vibration harmony there, you know, so that's I'm learning from everyone. Thank you. For me personally, I have been in meditation for years. I'm a Kundalini yoga teacher. I'm a healer. I also performed as a hairdresser for years and years in New Orleans, and I'm having this split in my life where I sold everything I had and I moved off and lived in an ashram and became full-blown in my faith path. I moved back to New Orleans on fire to share everything that is pouring forth from my heart, to to live my truth and to give my gift. I was born with a lot of gifts, you know, and I said, I've hidden my whole life. And then my Kundalini got activated and she rose and I felt on fire and I did crazy things and people thought I lost my mind. I had a devout following here in New Orleans, and I'm finding a real challenge, and it has been a challenge for several years, to reconnect with those folks in a way. They see me in a certain way, and I'm finding challenges in having them accept me for who I am today because I evolved, and not all people around me have. And, of course, talking this language, a new linguistics for them, is frightening to them.
Yeah.
As a Catholic populace, and it's very, you know, Southern, and they just think they think I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, basically. They think I've gone through some midlife crisis and I'm not coming back. And actually, I'm very happy and I feel content. What could you, in your beautiful gift, share with me today that you might have an insight that I am not seeing in a way to meet these people and to share what I have and have them not fear me or bring them full circle? I'm finding challenges. And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Liv, first of all, for being on the planet, for being who you are, for your incredible, radiant authenticity and incredible energy. Wow. So as I connect with all of that around you, the entire time you were speaking, and I was smiling because it seems that this is happening for a lot of people this month as well. And so everyone seems to really hold energy for others. There's new people you're meant to connect with. What's happening is that this beautiful master, there's this one male master who's wearing the garb of the master. Let me just put it that way. And he's gazing at you and he's smiling. His eyes like smile and his hands are in prayer position. And he's saying, what inside of you feels you must still work with the same people? And then there is this feminine one on the other side who's saying, it is time for you to simply be you and to stop trying to attract those who cannot grow, because there's a whole other group of people that you've not met yet that are waiting for you. And so they're saying for you to look at how you move yourself forward into the world, stop trying to convince and just start being, put out there the truth of who you are, and those that are meant to find you will. It's like your audience has shifted and they're ready and they're waiting. And so that's what they want you to hear. And I am so grateful that you called in today, my angel. You are a gift. And there's also more for you to do outside of just where you're at. You know, I'll share that too. There's other, I see lots of other locations lighting up around your energy field. So let it be fun. Many blessings, my angel. It's such a gift to connect with you.
Thank you. Many blessings to both of you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Namaste. Whew. You know, Namaste. Sri, I want to go back and talk. You're welcome. I want to talk more about claiming the bigger picture and some of those things we talked about earlier, guys, and then we'll get back to our phones. So if you've got that pen, all right, we want to give you kind of a 1, 2, 3 around this, because May is culminating. The puzzle pieces are saying yes. Have you put them together or do you still have some strays? Did you put yourself in the picture? And that's number one, relax and invite alignment. Number one, relax, let go of the pressure you might be putting on yourself. Let go of the judgment you may be putting around yourself. Relax and invite alignment. Call out to the universe for your bigger picture. And as you do, allow yourself to trust what comes forward.
Because trust means you are willing to have something, a fresh way of seeing, a fresh information, a new guidance, perhaps doing something in a new way.
Whew, so that's number one. And then number two, guys, call in a reality check. Now, calling in a reality check is where the judgment can also come forward. So you have to really be, you know, if you were on earlier when Hannah called in that beautiful multidimensional experience for all of us, if you weren't here, go back and listen to that. But to call in a reality check means that it's time to really be authentic. It's time to be honest. Can you bring this vision into your day-to-day life in a way that is congruent with your resources, your talents, your needs, so to speak? You know, this is important.
A reality check is a way of saying, you know, each of us has gifts.
Yeah.
Each of us has resources. So we need to use the gifts we've been given, the talents, the resources we have, and then we might need to identify what else needs to happen, else needs to be called in.
Exactly.
But you start with where you are.
You start with where you are and you love yourself through this. Remember, beloved ones, radical authenticity, transparency of the self is when we witness the self and we relax out of any form of judgment. Shoulda, coulda, woulda is all judgment. It's about witnessing the self and paying attention and learning how to apply this multidimensional, universal, infinite flow into the today moment. And there's one more, right? There's three steps. And this last one is really, really big. But before we go there, let's grab another first-time caller, Sri.
All right. We're going to jump to line two. And we'll say hello to Jill from New York.
First time to the show. Namaste, Jill. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have to tell you that you have been so inspirational to me and my family for at least the past year. I've gotten so much out of your conversations and your wisdom. And it's actually amazing that I was able to get in today because it's a pretty tough month. Excuse me.
Breathe, Angel. Yeah, no, just breathe, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you for being so, so beautiful.
Thank you. There are some wonderful things going on in my life. I have a beautiful family. I have a good job. My husband is also a wonderful, loving husband. I couldn't ask for better children. I have excellent friends. I'm a vocational counselor, and I've been working in the field for over 30 years. The past month has been very tumultuous at work, when all of a sudden something happened and all the dynamics changed. I feel like I'm being put out now. They put me out on administrative leave to see, you know, where I fit in. Basically, I was just trying to find out why someone was upset with me or why I had inadvertently hurt their feelings. And it frustrated me not to know what I had done to hurt someone, and it turned into a bigger fight that led to my having to be out on leave now.
Okay, Jill. So, honey, because we're getting close to the end of the show, I got it. So I want you to bring a hand to your heart, and I want you to just, first of all, take a deep cleansing breath and think about and recognize the miracle that you got through. That is the universe speaking to you. You have a huge group around you that are all coming around you and saying, it is your time to move on. You know, when we are not ready to leave and when we don't think we're ready to leave, things like this start happening. There is nothing wrong with you. There is everything right with everything around you that's preparing you for another phase of your life. So release the fear, release the confusion. and begin to love all of the beings around you that have created this experience so that you can start to harvest the gifts. You're being prepared for another step, and it's going to open up by August. So allow yourself to breathe, allow yourself to love yourself even more. And I'm sorry we were near the end of the show. It looks like we might have lost you. We love you, and thank you for bringing this forward for everyone. Now, Sri, before the show is over, I want to give everyone step number three.
All right, go for it.
Because that's really the most important one, guys. So here it is. To claim your bigger picture, after step one, after step two, step three, here it is. It's the action. What is the action? Write this down. Who, what, when, and how. Who do you need around you to help you, or who do you need to chat with, if anybody? What needs to happen? What are the steps to claim this bigger picture into your life? When? Give yourself benchmarks and dates to pay attention to. How? Do you need to go do something else? Is there something you need to line up? But when you can answer the who, what, when, and how, when you have looked and visited your dreams, when you have relaxed into that greater vision, when you have number two, called in your reality check, and then number three, take the action steps, it all comes together and it feels like a miracle.
Absolutely. Remember, energy and inspiration are the fuel. Who, what, when, and how are the tools that bring it into form.
And you can do that. So, beloved ones, it's May. Claim while you're on this planet. Step into that bigger picture fearlessly and make sure you join us next week because June is right on us.
I want to just take a quick moment for those of you that were standing by on the phone lines. Bring a hand to your heart. Take in a deep breath and just feel the embrace.
Mm-hmm.
We trust you. We love you. We look forward to talking to you next time.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.